Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us today on the Real Estate Podcast. And we have an exciting episode for you today. It's all about getting known, getting fit, and getting paid. And the prep call for this was so exciting. You are going to walk away with so many tactics that you can apply to build your business. And they're proven tactics over decades of marketing work. And we are so excited to have our guest with us today. But I guess I should introduce myself first. I'm Todd Sumney, Chief Industry Officer for HomeSmart.
And I'm Rich LaRue, Vice President of Corporate Brokerages for the Western Region for HomeSmart and the Designated Broker for Arizona.
And our special guest today, who also has his own podcast, by the way, all about getting paid, is Luke Acree with Reminder Media. So welcome, Luke, joining us from Philadelphia, right?
Yeah, that's correct, man. It's great to be here, Todd. Thank you, Rich. Thank you. I'm excited for it and looking forward to the conversation.
Glad to have you here. I really like this. Today, we're going to talk about a little bit of old school, a little bit of new school, and how they blend and how we can balance all of that and make money, get paid, like Todd was saying.
You know, it's so timely right now, too, though, with what's going on in our current market in today's, economy and real estate business environment, right? Agents are hungry. They're wanting business. They're wanting to help customers. And it's really getting back to marketing and marketing yourself and making yourself known. So can you tell us a little bit about your background and your passion for getting known, getting fit, getting paid, and then we'll start to dig into some of the specific tactics for agents. Does that sound like okay?
Absolutely. Yeah. Would love to. I think you're spot on too. Like I always tell people, and you guys have probably heard this before, you can be the best real estate agent in the world. If nobody knows you exist, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your credentials are. It doesn't matter how good you are at the market. You got to get people to know you, right? If they don't know you, they can't flow you, as Grant Cardone says when it comes to money. So my background is, not to bore you guys with the long story, but I grew up homeschooled, family of eight kids, thought I was going to, be a musician. So I had a family band. We used to travel around. Love broke up the band. My brother.
I'm having visions of the Partridge Family.
Exactly. I mean, we did like pop rock, so not quite that style of music, but similar. So we used to travel around, do church camps, little festivals, stuff like that. But my brother, the drummer, got married, and love broke up the band. Got to get a real job. Went to community college, and this will resonate probably with a lot of people. Had no idea what I wanted to do. Still to this day, I'm just like, do I really even know what I want to do? I did a certificate in computers and realized I had a little bit of a knack for computers, got my 4-year degree in software engineering, believe it or not. And in college, started a business called Nexmark Design, which was a website business, graphic design, marketing company. That was my first foray into sales, building a business. My brother Dan and I, actually the one who broke up the band because of love, we started that together. He's an incredible designer. And at the same time, to kind of tie it to Reminder Media, which is the company I run today. So Reminder Media was started by Steve, who's my uncle and partner in crime today, about 18 years ago. He was in the print space. He has an incredible story that, hopefully one day you guys can hear. But about 12 years ago, Steve had reached a point that a lot of entrepreneurs reach, which is burnout. So if you find yourself today in a level of burnout, it's totally normal. And he just didn't know what he wanted to do, didn't know the next phase. I always say it's a God thing. God brought us together. So we merged together about 12 years ago, and it's been an incredible ride. We've grown from about 30 employees to 300. This year, we'll work with about 40,000 real estate agents. And our main passion is marketing, but marketing is so broad. And so we really focus in on, I believe relationships are the secret to business. If you want more revenue, it comes from relationships. And so how do you keep in touch with your relationships in an automated way that will send stuff to them that they actually appreciate, they actually engage with, and then most importantly, produces a return on investment? For every dollar you put in, you get multiple dollars back. And that's really what our specialty is we design and create the best touch points to send to your database to drive referrals. Our flagship product that I'm sure we'll get in here is producing a 31% referral rate over the course of sending for 12 months. And that's really where we're at today, trying to help agents with their marketing to get known, like, and trusted, as they say. And I can talk about the fit framework and all that stuff, but I'll throw it back to you guys.
No, I want you to dig into that in a minute, but that's why I just, I guess I'm just excited about the timeliness of this, because it is needed right now today by agents. They need to be putting the pedal down on their marketing, on their awareness, on their sphere of influence marketing. You know, use of a realtor is still increasing, and the referrals and sphere of influence marketing is still, the percentages are increasing. That is still where the majority of business is coming from. So when you talk about relationships, to me, that just resonates so much. And one of the other things that I know from listening to your podcast and listening to you, it's about, you also have decades of experience of knowing what works and what doesn't work. And it's focusing on what works. We had a speaker yesterday, John Foltz, great broker in the industry for years, a fabulous friend of ours. And he just always had a saying. He said, when something works, do more of that. If something doesn't work, don't do that anymore. Right?
Brilliant.
Brilliant. And so it's like,
you wouldn't think it's rocket science, but I mean, it truly is that simple. It's like, you don't have to recreate the wheel. You know, over the last, you know, decade, you know, we've done over 100 million mailers. We've done, you know, 1 billion email campaigns, millions spent on social advertising. I don't say that to impress anybody. I say it to impress upon people that I never have to convince somebody that you have to keep in touch with your leads and your database. Every single person listening to this right now, you know that. The question is not should you, it's just how. How do you do it effectively? And as we've looked at the last decade of our marketing campaigns, both for our own company, because I'm just like you, I'm a business owner, right? I'm trying to build my own company, attract clients, nurture them, get referrals, all those things. But then our clients and their businesses, I tried to analyze and go, what is it about marketing campaigns that work versus the ones that are a bust? And in looking at that, I really boiled down to there's three key pillars in your marketing campaign that if you want to drive not only referral and repeat business, but ultimately this idea of getting known, getting fit, getting paid, then you need to have these three pillars. And because I'm a marketer, I can't help myself. I put it into an acronym called FIT. And the whole concept here is if your marketing's out of shape, you're not getting the leads you want, you're not converting it the way you want, you got to get it fit. And FIT stands for frequency, impact, and trust. And I can quickly kind of break down, you know, those three for you, and feel free to guys chime in with any interruptions if you want. But the F for frequency is one of the most important pieces of this. And what I have found in my years of doing this is that agents are so concerned with putting out the perfect piece, so concerned with putting out the perfect social post, that they don't realize that, you know, it's not about the perfect piece. In fact, the more raw a lot of times, sometimes your pieces can be, you know, on social specifically, the better. It's not about the perfect piece. It's about the frequency. And the reason why that is because if you study psychology, frequency creates familiarity. And everybody has heard Zig Ziglar's know, like, and trust. It's used ad nauseum today. Right. But you can't get to trust without familiarity. People will not trust you if they're not familiar with you. How do you get people familiar with you? You got to be frequent. So a perfect example of this is everybody who's listening to this right now that has never heard of Luke Acree before, your trust with me is naturally low. I haven't done anything wrong. You haven't either, but I just haven't been frequent enough. But if you start listening to my podcast, if you get on my email drip, if you start receiving my marketing, the more I touch you, the more you'll start being familiar with me and your comfort level will rise. And that will be the necessary requirement for me to get you to trust me. To use an example outside the industry, Geico tries to hit their prospects and consumers 47 times a month, 47 times a month to get frequency in front of them, to be able to convert you to buy car insurance from them versus the competitor. And I always challenge people. I go, what's the magic number of touch points? That's the real question. Like, just take a guess. What do you guys think? How often should you be hitting your database a year? What do you think?
Oh, I'm going to say 40 times minimum a year.
40 times minimum a year. Great guess. What about you? Guess?
I was thinking like an agent. I'm going, hey, once a month, 12 times, that's good. And then as I've had this internal dialogue going with myself, I'm going, no, that's not enough. You know, and it's got to be somewhere in the 24 to, you know, could be 40, could be more than that. But, you know, it's got to be at least a couple dozen times a year in different forms and formats, though.
But as a marketer with what I kind of teach, yeah, with all the different forms and formats, I really think it should be 400 times a year, 500 times a year.
There we go. Todd, man, I can see that you're a marketer. It's crazy. I speak all over the country and I've just been blessed to be like, we work in 142 different industries. What's interesting about that is I really get to study like consumers, not just real estate. So we have thousands of real estate clients, but we get to see how does a consumer respond to a car dealer, to an attorney, to an interior designer, right? These type of ideas. And I tell people, you know, the magic number of touch points. And normally I don't share magic formulas, but in this, I'll share your magic formula. The number is more. M-R-E. That's the number.
I love it.
I'm homeschooled.
So I'm with you. Whatever the number is, it's more.
If you're doing 12, you should be doing 13. If you're doing 40, you should be doing 41. Why can I say that with such conviction? It's like you look at the Geico example, but I'll give you an example of one of my clients, Brian Harris, top 1% in financial services, manages $1.5 billion in assets. He hits his clients 275 times a year. 275 times a year. The guy's making $6 million plus a year out of his business. Right. Most people, when they hear that, they go, wow, that's overkill. That seems like spam. That seems crazy. Here's the key point. Brian doesn't just hit his clients with 275 emails. He doesn't just hit his clients with 275 postcards. He touched on what you guys already mentioned. He hits them on, I chose the word frequency because frequency just doesn't stand for the number. It stands for the channel. Right. So if you think about like a radio station or you get into your car, you turn to the frequency of the station you want to listen to. In marketing, there's six frequencies. You got face-to-face. That's a frequency. Are you doing client events? Man, I could go off on client events tactic-wise because you're in our podcast, number one thing we're hearing is client events are just generating leads galore for people, but that's a face-to-face, right? A pop-by face-to-face. You got voice-to-voice. Get on the phone with people. You should be calling clients once a quarter. You got screen-to-screen. That's a text message. That's a Zoom like we're doing right here. You got social media. You got the inbox, the email inbox, and then you got the direct mail mailbox. You should ask yourself today, if you look at your drip, are you hitting on multiple frequencies? Brian Harris is doing 275 touch points across six frequencies. There's this crazy thing in psychology called the frequency illusion. Have you guys ever heard of about this before?
No, I have, but I want you
I'm
to
a
tell
sponge.
It.
So true.
Jason Pantana, you guys should follow this guy. He's Tom Ferry's main marketing guy right now, and he's speaking all over the country. This guy's a beast. So he taught me this concept. The frequency illusion, we've all experienced buying a car before and we see that car everywhere, right? It's a common thing that people experience. You go to buy a car and all of a sudden you went to purchase the Hyundai Sonata and it's like you weren't seeing Hyundai Sonatas, but all of a sudden now you see them everywhere. And the reason why that is because your brain gets 70,000 to 100,000 thoughts inputs a day. It is a master at what? Blocking out the thoughts that don't matter and letting you focus on the things that are important. It's called your reticulating activating system. Most of you have maybe heard about this before. Right. Well, the frequency illusion taps into a similar phenomenon. And what it states is that if someone sees you on multiple frequencies, so if you're listening to me right now, audible, this is a frequency. If you go home tonight and you see me on social media, that's a different frequency. If you open up your email inbox and you see an email newsletter from Luke Acre, it's another frequency. If you see me on multiple frequencies, your brain registers me as more important than I actually am, which brings me into your pure purview, which makes you think about me more. Why is that important? 82% of sellers interview one agent. So you need every advantage that you possibly can to be first in the mind of the consumer. So when you look at your touchpoint system, I tell people minimum of 26. So Rich, you were spot on with saying at least 24. I say minimum 26 every 2 weeks you're in front of people, but on multiple frequencies because you want this omnipresent effect that gets people to think of you more than the competition. And then consumers naturally will go to the channel of marketing that they enjoy information from. So some people will love print, some will love social, some will love email, some will love a phone call from you, some will love a cup of coffee. But you need to look at your drip today and figure that out. Because if you're not getting at least 60% of your business from referrals, I believe you're missing out. I think all the stats show that, that you should at least be 60% of your business.
Yeah, I even say higher than that. I'm right there with you. And I agree. And one thing I want to point out real quick, I'll put it up on the screen here. You said a golden nugget in there, you know, and it's omnipresent marketing. It's marketing everywhere. And it's like your example of that car, you know, that you're thinking about, and all of a sudden you see it everywhere, or, you know, a pair of shoes or something. And it's like, all of a sudden you notice other people wearing it. That is so true. And that's what ties into all the marketing that you teach, that your company and your system provides. And yep. Candidly, it's just proven tactics that agents should be using. So I love that. What I'm hearing is, okay, so frequent, often frequency, right? But also different frequencies, different mediums, different
channels.
Exactly.
Different ways of approaching people. But I know from talking to you too, and maybe this starts to get into the I in, you know, being fit, but it's about the example you used. All of his messages aren't the same. I'm sure that they are filled with content and value and also relationship driven messages where he's really trying to build a relationship and build trust. Yeah, so that's the other thing about the frequency is, right?
Yeah. But so you got to be frequent. You want to look at 26 times a year on multiple different frequencies, but you can be frequent with a piece of trash. Right. And I would, you know, without being too judgmental, would say most businesses, that's how they tend to market. They hang their shingle with that old saying, they get into business and then they just blast to everybody, I'm in business, I'm in business, I'm in business. How often do you think the normal consumer thinks about real estate? Well, ask yourself to put yourself, this is a great thing to do in business, put yourself in the consumer's shoes. How often do you think about insurance? Right? So the insurance salesman's trying to sell you. You're just like the insurance salesman. You're just trying to sell real estate. Somebody, how often? It's 1% of the time when you need insurance. That's when you think about it. When you're in the buying mode, that's when you think about it. But yet as businesses, what do? We market 99% of the time to try to find the people in the 1% of the time that they're interested. And that's why it's called lottery marketing. It's why it gets low conversion rates, because you're just hoping that the message hits you at the exact right time where you're in the buying mode for what's ever offered, that the person takes action. What I teach people is that you got to market to people in the 99% when they're not thinking about real estate. And how do you do that? You actually, and this is kind of unique to Reminder Media. When we got into the business, we looked at the touch points that were being sent and we said, okay, everybody's sending market reports. Everybody's sending just listed, just sold. Those are great things. We can help people with those things. But the reality is that lots of times people glance at those and they toss them. How can we create a touch point that people will receive as a gift that will apply to their everyday life, that they'll enjoy and engage with? Because if they engage with it, brand credibility rises. If it's perceived as a gift, impact rises. And that's where the concept of sending a personalized magazine, not filled with real estate content, like our magazine, we have four different ones, but one of them is called Good to Be Home. Think like Better Homes and Garden, HGTV. It's just filled with content that the client will love and appreciate, like recipes, home tips, design, things that they'll enjoy in their life. And from there, what happens is we track our shelf life to be over 4 weeks in the home. Compare that to a postcard or an email that's being sent. Why is it living 4 weeks in the home? Because people, it's a high quality coffee table magazine. People perceive it as a gift. They also engage with the content. It's non-salesy content. It's not just full of listings or market reports. It's full of content that they'll engage with. And then it's personalized down to the individual. And this is the key point, because you don't have to use Reminder Media and our magazine to create impact with somebody. The key is what drives impact in marketing. What drives impact in marketing is personalization. So the more personalized and targeted you can get with your marketing campaign, the better your campaign is going to perform. Who has mastered this? Facebook and Google. They track everything that you click on, everything you read, what you look at. They build a marketing profile on you. And based upon Luke Acree searching about hiking, they then sell that profile information to REI, you know, this outdoor store, and REI can now serve up advertisement that has to do with hiking because they know Luke Acree's interested. And because Luke Acree's interested in something like that, I pay attention more. And if I pay attention, they can serve me a message that gets me to take action. How do you do this as a real estate agent? Because you're not Facebook or Google or REI. You can use Facebook, you can use Google to get in front of your target audience, but think about your database right now. I give people the Ford method. This is an old sales method, but I think it applies to marketing. It's F-O-R-D, and it stands for Family, Occupation, Recreation, Dreams. I would challenge each of you right now after this podcast, go look at your database in your CRM and ask yourself, if Luke Acree is in your database, do you know his family? Do you know he's married to his wife, Megan, that he has two kids, that he has a dog? Do you know his occupation, that he's president of Reminder Media and what he does for work? Do you know his hobbies, that he's involved in music at his church and that he's into hiking and he's into music? Do you know his dreams, where he's trying to go, what he's trying to accomplish? I would argue with you, if it's a relationship-based business, if you know those four pillars about somebody, you have a strong relationship with them. And here's where it gets really good. So take our magazine, for instance. If there's an article in there about music or about hiking, guess what you can do? You can reach out to Luke on a different frequency with a phone call and say, Luke, was thinking about you today, man. I just got my latest issue of Good to Be Home, man. Hey, I know you're super into hiking. There was a great article on page 7 I thought you would want to check out. Or take it even just simpler than that. You know Luke is into music, and you know he plays at his church on Sunday. You literally take out your phone on a Sunday, and Luke's one of the contacts today that you need to reach out to, and you send him a simple text message going, hey, Luke, was thinking about you today, man. Hope your music went well today at church, and you send that touch point. Every interaction is a touch point, but the more personal you can make it, the more it will resonate with the person you're sending it to. And it's all about impact. Why? Because if you look at what causes people to remember things, it's, can you create impact with them to build some solidification of a memory? So I'll give you an outside example of teachers. Think about your favorite teacher right now, Todd, from like high school or college. What makes you choose that professor, that teacher as your favorite teacher? And they did this whole survey, surveying students after they graduated. Who was your favorite teacher years after they graduated and why? And what's interesting about this data that we can learn from for ourselves in our industry is not what they said, it's what they didn't say. Nobody said Luke Acree is my favorite teacher because he was a great lecturer. He was great at presenting. He was so awesome to listen to. Nobody said that. Nobody said Luke Acree is my favorite teacher because he had a PhD after his name, that he had all these credentials, that he did all this research. The number one thing that came back was Luke Acree is my favorite teacher because he took a personal interest in my life and where I was going. In fact, most people, what they named the teacher that was also the football coach, the teacher that was also the band leader, the teacher that what connected with them on a hobby, connected with them on something about their dream. And they remembered them as their favorite teacher. It wasn't their skill of teaching, wasn't their ability and their credentials. How do you apply that to your business? You guys can tell I get passionate about this stuff. It's stop thinking you're going to be the greatest real estate agent because of your certification on, even though certs are good, being educated is good. They're gonna use you because you have a personal interest in their life and a relationship. How do you automate that in marketing? Stop just blasting people with market reports and just listen to sold. Have that as part of your 26, but also connect with them on things that are just entertaining. That I call it the three E's of content: education, entertainment, endearment. Education can be your market reports. Entertainment can be things like recipes. We have a feature in our interface called local events. We build an email newsletter for real estate agents where we curate the local events that are happening in their area, brand it to them, and send it to their database. It's one of our highest engaged pieces of content. Has nothing to do with real estate. It's just the local happenings in the town. Right. And people love it, and it brands the real estate agent. That's entertainment. Endearment, this is where people really miss, but it's perfect timing. I hope this comes out in time for Thanksgiving, but November's right around the corner, right?
Right.
How many people that are listening to this are connected to a local charity? Are you giving back? Boys and Girls Club, Food Bank, SPCA, PTA, are you connected to a local charity? Right. There's this powerful thing in business and psychology, where in business, people, consumers choose businesses of purpose over profit. If they can see that your business is a business of purpose, not just profit, they're more endeared to you. Right. So when you partner with a local charity and you give back, there's this thing in psychology called the halo effect. If you guys see us giving back, you naturally take that association of what Reminder Media is doing and you apply that association of good to everything else we do. Wow, look at Luke, how he's giving back. He probably takes care of his clients the same way. Now, don't just give to charity for the halo effect. You should do it because it's the right thing. But right. Why does Nike run commercials about giving back? Why does Ford? Why does Apple? They know this. They're smart. They know that consumers want to choose to do business with businesses of purpose, not profit. So you can actually endear yourself to community. My brother's a real estate agent. One of the popular postcard campaigns he does. So he's doing 700 of our magazines to his database, but he has a 4,000 person farm. One of his most popular campaigns every year is he partners with the Agape House, a food bank. We create a postcard for him where it's raising awareness and doing a food drive for that local food bank. And he sends it out to his database in his 4,000 farm community. He then does this. He goes and knocks on the doors of the people in the farm. So not only does he get his brand out in front of him with the postcard, he now gets a frequency of face-to-face and going, hey, I'm raising awareness for the Agape House. I'd love to collect any canned goods that you have. So he now gets a face-to-face conversation to spread his brand, endear himself to the community, elevates who he is in the community, all through one little marketing campaign, doing content that's endearing you to the community. So I would just tell you, man, those are the, like what I would challenge people content-wise, think about the three E's of content to simplify it. But that's a powerful thing you can do.
If we ended the podcast right here, right now, this is a freaking masterclass in marketing.
It's a masterclass. I was just thinking the same thing.
This is so, so phenomenal. Good.
Like you could listen to this over and over and over again and just keep applying, you know, your insights. So I love it. Just keep on going because, you know, you're preaching exactly what marketers know works. And I hope every agent is absorbing it and, you know, applying this. So we've talked about frequency. We've talked about impact. You've given great, you know, examples of that. And so frequency, impact, so fit.
Yeah, let's talk about the T. The T is for trust.
Trust.
Right, because you need all three. So when in looking at, right, all our marketing campaigns, the reason why I came up with the three is because you can be frequent, but frequency still can be done with junk and it doesn't create impact and you don't get the business. You can be frequent with impact and end up with a bunch of best friends because people love you, but they don't do business with you. I have a lot of best friends that I wouldn't trust with my children, right? I wouldn't do business with them, but they're good friends. And so you need trust. What does trust mean? People have to see you as the SME, S-M-E, the subject matter expert. So for me, right, to apply me as the example, I want to be the SME of marketing. When you think of who knows a ton about marketing, who has authority on this subject matter, I want you to think of Luke, because people want to do business with people they look up to, that they believe know more than them, that can take them from A to B. They don't want to look to people who they look at like they know as much as, or people they look down upon. It's just natural for consumers.
Right.
So how do you build trust in marketing? And I think there's, I mean, it's probably a myriad, unlimited ways, but there's three that we find to be very successful. One is you can build trust through accolades. Showcasing your accolades can help build trust. So I can sit here all day and tell you I'm a marketer and I love marketing. That's great. Anybody can be their own biggest fan. But to share with you, hey, man, I love marketing. I've helped over 100,000 small businesses. Not only have I done that, my business has been featured on the Inc. 5000 of fastest growing companies in America 4 years in a row. I can share with you the amount of mailings I've done, campaigns I've done. All these little accolades help raise credibility. This is why when you go to a conference and they introduce speakers, they share about what the speaker has done because they know the audience needs to hear some credibility factors to get them to pull in and listen. So if you have accolades like awards you've won, clients you've helped, share that years you've been in the business, share that to build trust. If you are a brand new agent, you joined a brokerage for a reason. Utilize their accolades. It's amazing sales tactic. When I hire a new client, when I hire a new salesman on my team, I tell them, look, you've never helped a client with Reminder Media, but we have. Use what's called the royal we in sales. We have been doing this for 18 years. We here, our team has helped over 100,000 real estate agents. The royal we is a powerful tactic for new agents in the business to be able to build credibility. So accolades are great, but they're humble brags. If you brag too much, people turn you off. One way that we do accolades is like on the back cover of your magazine, we will do a collage of a thank you at the end of the year. Thank you to the 35 families I was able to help this year. And it's just a way to say thank you, but at the same time, kind of brag, hey, I was able to help 35 families buy or sell. Like every year my brother's putting out like, thank you to the 220 families we were able to service and to build that credibility. Then second way to build trust is through what your clients say about you. So I mentioned Brian Harris, right? So I have a lot of clients. I didn't know Brian Harris personally. This was the financial advisor I was talking about earlier. I was at a show in Phoenix doing a booth, and all of a sudden our booth just started, people started coming to our booth like in mass amounts. And I'm like, man, what happened? And I'm just like, man, we're signing up people left and right. And come to find out, Brian Harris was a keynote speaker on stage that day. And he had a slide in his presentation about Reminder Media and the magazine that he sends to his clients and his whole touchpoint system. And because Brian Harris, the actual client, got up there on stage and shared it, it's so much more powerful than me sharing it. Right. Are you getting reviews? When you go to Amazon and you search for a product and two products pull up, what do you look at immediately?
That's it, the reviews.
You look at the reviews and you look at how many. Volume of reviews matters. So you want a way to get reviews? So my brother started a Google business profile and we didn't have reviews. We had a bunch on Zillow, but we didn't have reviews for his Google business profile. If you don't have a Google business profile, you need one, but you need reviews. You want him to rank you 5 stars. So what he did is he threw a pie event and he invited his whole sphere to come get a free pie at his office. But what do you think we did? We had a laptop out there. We had some members of his team. And as he handed them the pie, he said, hey, Todd, you know, I know, thank you for being a client. I can't believe it's been 2 years since I sold you a house. Would you mind writing me a review here on Google real quick? He got 69 five-star reviews that day from that pie.
Right. Cool.
Right. And it elevated his Google business profile. Yep. He took out his phone. He videoed those reviews. We used them in his marketing. We got them written for him. So we use them in his emails. And then the last way to build a trust.
Hang on real quick.
Oh, go ahead.
To that last way. That deserves repeating because I actually had written that down from you before. Agents, do an event this week, next week, do it in the next 30 days. Plan out an event and do an event. And at the event, ask for the reviews. Ask for the testimonials, get some videos, get some pictures so that you can use it in your various frequencies. So do various different types, but that's an action item for you to take away from this podcast. Do an event and share, get those reviews so that you can share what your clients say about you, reviews and testimonials. But anyway, keep going. What's the next one?
Love it. So the last way to build trust that we teach that is the hardest to do, but most important is educational content consistently done. So I'll use the example of our podcast. You guys are doing it right now. You're building brand credibility and trust with your prospects and with your agents because you are consistently putting out educational content on the subject matter that you want to be known for. And it over time builds trust. And here's the key, right? We're at 500 episodes of our podcast. The first 3 years of our podcast, Stay Paid, nobody listened. Like nobody listened. Like my family of 8 kids. I think my mom maybe listened. My even siblings didn't listen. And we just kept putting them out on Mondays and Thursdays because we want to be known as the leaders in sales and marketing and scrape in the interview. And it just started taking off. Now we frequently sit in the top 30 of marketing podcasts on Apple. And it's been one of our biggest brand builders and lead gens for us. And it's gotten me speaking on stages, all because we stayed consistent. 3 years, nobody listened, and we still pumped it out. Educational content consistently. And here's the trick. The trick is, it's like nobody listens to all the episodes. Nobody's going to. But they see it, and it registers in their subconscious that they just consistently see you putting out. What are the best email campaigns? What are the best this, that, and the other of marketing? So for you, it might be education. Here's a great way to get topics. Write down your frequently asked questions. So what are the frequently asked questions you get right now? What are the frequently asked questions you get for new buyers? What are the frequently asked questions you get on mortgage rates? What are the frequently asked questions you get for inventory? Sorry, go ahead, Todd.
I was just going to say, so you and I talked about this before. We have an agent there in Philadelphia, and his name's Kwesi. And Kwesi, every day, he answers his voicemails from his customers. But then what he does is he stops and he pulls off to the side of the road, and he's sitting in his car, and he says, I just got a voicemail from a client asking me about property taxes. Here's the answer. How can I help you in real estate? And I'll answer you too. And then he says, I got another voicemail from another client, or I just had a phone call with a client asking me, how do you get started if you're a first-time home buyer? How do you get started in investment property? So every day he has new questions, and he figures if one person and you know has that question, 20 other people must too.
Right.
And so he shares the answer, and he is a well-known subject matter expert, sharing value, sharing education, sharing content on a consistent basis every day. And it comes from his voicemail, but go ahead. I didn't want to interrupt it.
That's so good. I'm so glad you shared that. I forgot about you mentioning that. That is so, so good, because that really proves it home. It's just the problem for most people is everything I just shared them, I guarantee you've heard a lot of it before.
Yep.
So the problem is not in the knowledge. People say knowledge is power. If there's one thing I've come to know over 500 episodes, knowledge is not power.
Nope.
Knowledge plus execution is power. And where people fall down is the execution. And take social, for instance. You're not posting on social because you're just like me, right? Is you pull out the phone. You literally, you're filming yourself. You don't like the way you're looking. You don't like the way you sound. You're like, the camera adds 2 pounds. My voice sounds whiny. It's like, I hate to break it to you. That's the way you look. That's the way you sound.
Right.
Get over it. People don't care. People don't care, because 90% of the people who see the post, that see your marketing, they care about how they look. They care about how they sound. And the 10% that think about what you look like, Lou Holtz says it best. You don't want them anyways. You don't want them as clients anyways.
Right.
And so I always tell people, you have to overcome that fear and that embarrassment. And how do I do it? It's like my purpose and my goal is bigger than my embarrassment.
Right.
And that's what you got to get back to. It's the root there. It's like, hey, if you're going to be frequent, it means you're going to have to consistently put out stuff that maybe you feel awkward about.
So
you got to do it anyways.
But there's growth in that awkwardness.
Well, it builds authenticity.
Yeah.
Too. We've talked about this before. Yeah. It builds authenticity. So when Kwesi gets that voicemail and pulls over to the side of the road, Kwesi, a call, by the way, great realtor in Philadelphia. And he pulls over to the side of the road and he does a video, a reel, but then he also, speaking of frequencies, he types out a post and he does a static post that he'll have auto trigger four hours later. So he does a reel immediately, and then he does the static post because he has customers that like different frequency. But it's authentic because it might be there in one of his homes that he has listed. It might be at one of his events for first-time homebuyers. It might be him sitting in his car. And sometimes, you know, he'll have a stumble. He'll say something a little bit wrong, but he's not going to stop, re-record, re-edit. He just keeps on going. He's authentic and he's real. So I love what you're saying because it builds authenticity.
It does
as well, right?
Yeah. That's what it's all about. Yeah.
Yeah.
It truly is. And it's like I tell people, it's like Dale Carnegie's famous stat is 91% of consumers, when surveyed, will refer their business professional. 11% of salespeople ask. And the reason we don't ask is because nobody wants to be perceived as the used car salesman. Nobody wants to be the slimy person. And if you're being honest, what it is I sold Todd a home a year ago. And if I'm honest, I really haven't talked to him since then. I really haven't invested in him. And now I'm going to call him up and ask for referrals. That's strange. And so what I tell people is, your touch point, whatever you choose to do, whether you choose to work with a reminder media, we'd love to work with you, or you choose somebody else, your touch point must do a couple things for you. It must be automated. because you shouldn't be spending your time trying. You have the best of intentions to write the post, to write the email, to create the creative. You're just not going to do it. Just breaking it to you. So you got to have something that will be automated for you for leverage. You got to have something that gets you the three E's of content: education, entertainment, endearment. But most importantly, you got to send a touch point that sets you up to have a conversation. You must have a touch point in your frequency that sets you up to have a conversation, because that's where you ask for the referrals. So the reason why our magazine has worked for so long, so many people have heard of American Lifestyle Magazine, but have never tried it, because they go, how does a magazine actually help you grow your business? Like print's dead. What is it about a magazine? And I tell people, you're missing one key point. The magazine gives you a reason to call. If I had you on my list, I would call you up, Todd, and go, hey, Todd, was thinking about you today, brother. I just got my latest magazine. It made me think of you. I've sent it to you as a gift, man. Hope you like it. Megan and I made the blueberry pancake recipe last Saturday. It was unbelievable, man. You should try it out. How's life been going? I get to catch up. I have a non-salesy reason to call Todd, to catch up, to use a reason to call. And then guess what? I now have the ability to ask you the most important question in the business, which is, who do you know? But how do I get there? I always tell people, ask the person about their work. Todd, how's your work been going? How's work been going for you? How's your job right now? I know the industry is a little hectic, so I don't know if it's affecting your job. How's your work been going? Because Todd's going to answer, and guess what? He's going to ask me back.
Right.
Luke, how's your work been going? Oh, man. Dude, it's an interesting market right now. I'll tell you that much. I'm helping a lot of buyers, but inventory is low. But I'll tell you this, Todd, man, I have a lofty goal for my business. I want to help 25 families find their home in 2024. And as I think of the people I love to work with, not to be funny, Todd, man, if I could work with 25 of you, it would be amazing. Do you know anybody? Maybe you have a friend that maybe I'm not connected with. They don't have to be looking to buy or sell right today. My business is relationships. I just want to get to know more people. Do you know anybody that you can introduce me to that I could connect with, maybe send my magazine to? If you do that pitch, the average person knows 3 to 5 people a year.
Right.
So if you just do this touch point for 50 people, that's 250 opportunities. You might not get them all. Can you get 10% of those opportunities? And I love what you have on the screen right now, because that is the slogan. You got to automate your marketing, not automate the relationship. And people have all these drips going, and then they wonder why they're not getting referrals. It's because referrals come from a relationship. Relationships come from getting to know people. Getting to know people comes from conversations. Conversations come from you actually reaching out, not just passive marketing, but proactive marketing.
Right. And that's why automation is really about, we talk a lot about processes here at HomeSmart. We want processes that drive efficiency and increase service to our customers, right? And so automation, in a sense, is putting a process in place for your business. It's an automatic, it's a process of which leads you to doing the right things. So again, you're not automating the relationship. You're actually automating the marketing, which helps you continue to build the right relationship and do the right processes. Does that make sense? Do you agree?
Well said. Well said.
So,
but agents have their marketing going and their, whatever it is. I mean, if we're talking old school postcards, you're going into a neighborhood and you're just, you're hitting it hard, which is great. That's fantastic. And yet they're not automating that relationship. They're not continuing that relationship.
I'm going to tell you a story, but where were we at? Where do you remember?
Well, we were talking about advertising campaigns, marketing campaigns that many agents put a lot of dollars into, and they just pound away at a geographic farm, but they never follow up. They never have a relationship with the people in that geographic farm, right? They don't know them. They're just expecting the inbound calls to come.
Right.
And there's so many opportunities being lost there.
But that's why I implore the audience right now to listen to this podcast over and over and over again. And this is one of those marketing essentials classes, it's a masterclass on marketing. And if you execute this, it'll be so successful for you. So I implore you to listen to it over and over again. But I want to go back and I want to talk a little bit about how to get started. What agents should do right after this call to help them get started. So we've talked about fit, frequency, about impact, and about building trust. And I'm going to go back a little bit. You told me a story the other day when we were talking to about Luke. When we were talking about the frequency, you have a personal experience with a bus bench.
Yeah, back 100 years ago.
Well, tell the story.
When I couldn't afford any advertising at all,
right.
I got a bus bench here in Phoenix. And you know, I was thinking, one bus bench. Well, yeah, I only got one.
That's all you said.
$100 a month. It was all I could afford.
But
man, I wanted a dozen of them though.
Right.
But I couldn't afford that. So I got one bus bench and I worked it out with the company that they rotated that bus bench every 30 days. And so it stayed in a general vicinity, you know, but it went around and it hit a whole bunch of different locations. And I had people calling me up, whether I was making an outbound call or they were just calling in or you know, just touching base with my folks. They go, man, I see your bus benches everywhere. Dude, you know, you're talking about the omnipresent thing. I'm doing one thing, right? And I got one bus bench and I'm moving it around so people see it. But they saw it over here this week. And then next week, you know, it's a new month. They see it over there. And then next month, they see it somewhere else.
Yeah, 12 times throughout the year, you're 12 different locations.
Yeah,
all
exactly.
Over. And everybody sees it, right?
Unbelievable. Yeah. In fact, I was, it's a little bit embarrassing, but I'm going to tell the story anyway. I was in court for an issue. And it may or may not have been my own personal issue, but I was in court. And the judge says, Rich LaRue with... And the company name, you know, are you a realtor? Well, yes, I am. You know, and it's like, oh my God, how did the judge know? Well, the bus benches, it was that exact same time, you know, and I know that's what it was.
Right.
And so those dividends pay off, you know, but that's just one tiny example of what you're talking about, Luke. You go out here and you hit these six channels, man, fantastic.
Right. Yeah. And that's where, you know, for me, I guess to sum it up, you know, a little bit, it's about, so if you follow this process, fit, getting fit, I've heard you say this phrase before, put it up on the screen for everyone on YouTube, how to become the best known, how to become the best known and have a business built on friendships, on relationships, right? It's kind of an ecosystem that happens, but give us a quick run through about how agents could do what Rich did and start with something, start with the budget that they have, but start today. You know, what would you recommend?
I think the most important thing that every agent has to do is you have to put together your database, and a database is a living document, right? So even veteran agents can come back and pay attention from the perspective of every month you've met new people. Every month you have people in your database that might move on from your database, but you got to set that database up. And then you've got to figure out, how do I get in front of them in a relationship way over the next 12 months? And you have two things in business. You have check equity and sweat equity. So all my new agents that don't have a lot of money, you have sweat equity. So you might have to do a lot of phone calls. You might have to do personal text messages. I do something called the 5 for 5 every day. And I teach people, take 5 minutes, pick 5 people in your database and personally reach out to them. And that could be going to their Instagram and going, Todd, man, hope you're doing well. And commenting or DMing on your Instagram. It could be pulling out my phone and shooting a video message. You're going, Rich, man, I can't believe we haven't caught up in a while. We got to grab coffee. And I shoot that message. That is sweat equity. It's going to take time, but that's a touch point for you. And then when you get a little money, leverage in business is so powerful, and you can get leverage through people and systems. And so Reminder Media is a system. You could spend money with us to leverage out your touch points being dripped on, right? There's many other great companies, I'm sure, out there that you could leverage off to get them to do your touch points for you. I would encourage you, if you can implement only one action item over the next 30 days, every single day, call 5 people in your database and catch up with them. And you will be blown away how little money it costs you, because it's just your time, and what will happen from those conversations. But most of us, we don't do that. We're thinking about the perfect piece to do. And it's just like, get old school. That's how we opened up this podcast. Get old school, pick up the phone, talk to somebody, go to coffee. Right. It will blow your mind.
All right. I've got a challenge out there for all of our listeners right now. Do the 5 for 5 for 30 days, like Luke suggested. Just do it. Don't look back. Just do it. And then email me your results. rlarue@homesmart.com. It's easy enough to remember. Five for 30 days. That's massive right there. Totally free. Cost you nothing except a little bit of time. Right. And if you spend 5 minutes on each one, that's 25 minutes a day. We all have 25 minutes in our day that we can carve out to build our business.
Yep. And while you're doing it, remember Ford, right? You know, your acronym, you know, with
family
Ford.
Family, occupation, like, recreation, dreams.
Yep.
You got it. Family, occupation, recreation, dreams. And so I love these nuggets that you've given us. So yes, everyone, please take Rich up on the challenge.
And it sounds like a passive prospecting system, because this is not old school of dialing for dollars and not leaving your office for lunch until you've scored an appointment, right? This is about taking an interest in your people, in the people that you know, and furthering that relationship, which goes way beyond just asking for a listing or asking for a referral.
Yep. Right, right. Well, that gets into, you know, one other thing, Luke, you and I haven't talked about this with Rich, but we did do a study here at HomeSmart where we asked our agents to take a personality profile. So I'm sure you've heard of the DISC profiles, right? And we had as many agents give us their profiles, and then we analyzed the different profiles. And there was one thing that really stood out in our top 10% of our agents. Top 10% of our agents were off the charts in a service-oriented mindset, a service-oriented heart. They were off the charts on empathy. So all of you can do that right now today on those fine phone calls. Why are you waking up every day? Why are you in real estate? I want to serve you. I want to help you with real estate, you know, and that's why you're answering that voicemail question and why you're sharing the answers with everyone else. And then that's why you're doing those types of relationship driven phone calls on Sunday or a text on Sunday. Hey, Luke, how did your music go this morning at church? I hope it was great, because it's really about serving you, helping, you know, get to know you, have a relationship with you. So that's why this is honestly one of my favorite podcasts we've ever done. And so
this has been fun,
Luke,
today.
We're going to have you back. We're going to have you back.
I'd love to come back. It's been an honor. You know, love you guys.
Talk for hours. I appreciate that. Thank you. Hey, real quick, before we go, though, I want to flash some things up on the screen for those that are listening from, you know, or that are watching on YouTube. And I'll describe it for those of you that are listening. You know, Reminder Media's website, you know, we make you unforgettable is what's up on the screen right there. You know, and it shows the Start Healthy, the American Lifestyle. You know, your frequency effect, real quick. I was thinking earlier, I've walked into so many homes now, friends, family, neighbors, whatever, and there's an American Lifestyle magazine sitting there on their coffee table, and there's not one, there's 10 of them. There's 10 of them stacked there on a coffee table. Like, and I'm thinking, I know an agent, there's an agent somewhere that has sent them that magazine. It's an American icon. I mean, it's a great magazine. But then to watch you branch out now, because I think that was your first one, right?
Yeah, American Lifestyle was the first one. Yeah, and then we've added to it.
Yep. Yeah, so because now you have Start Healthy, you have Business in Action, you have, you know, a couple others. Let's see here if I have a screen. But real quick, once you go there, a pop-up window popped up for me, talked about getting a 50% off activation on your own magazine. I don't know if that's only for HomeSmart agents, but or any agent, but you can do that. You can
get started. Do that. And actually HomeSmart agents even get a better deal than that. If you go to the HomeSmart page, you'll get it. Normally it's a $300 setup fee. You'll get it for $99.99.
And that HomeSmart page, the URL for the HomeSmart page.
I have a screen with that in a minute. I'll bring that up to you in a second, but real quick. But it's not just the branded magazines. You have a whole section on digital marketing platform, about postcards, targeted mailing lists, about online lead generation, even some social media tools. So your company really has grown over the years. So at HomeSmart agents, if you log into Real Smart Agent, our dashboard, our agent dashboard, every day, click on the left-hand side. It says Marketplace on the lower left. Click into the Marketplace. Right, I have up on the screen the Marketplace card showing Reminder Media, And it says right there, you know, save now, off your activation fee, click here, and you can click and it'll actually take you directly to the page. But we're going to read the URL for you here in a minute. But then also one other thing I noticed, you can get a free PDF sample sent to your inbox as well off of your website. So you can really get a firsthand feel for what it's about. And then here's the four different magazines, American Lifestyle, Good to Be Home, Start Healthy Business in Action. So when you were talking about segmenting your database, having different magazines go to different people in your database, genius, love that. And, you know, candidly, I just love everything you're doing. You have a whole list of products and services there.
Thank you.
So I ask you, agents, go to their website, get connected with their team. I'm going to ask you to make a sixth phone call. So not only call your five customers, but make a phone call and put the team at Reminder Media to the test. Call them and say, I want to get started. Can you help me get started? And just call them. So you have their sexy radio voice. Read the numbers, read the URL.
All right.
I make him do this every time.
Yeah, phone number is 866-458-4226. That's 866-458-4226. And the website is remindermedia.com/homesmart. So if you're driving, you can remember this.
Yeah.
Remindermedia.com/homesmart.
Yep. So Luke, final thoughts.
I'm grateful for the opportunity. I always close out our podcast just reminding people. One of the main reasons we started it is because we saw that agents knew what to do, but just didn't have the inspiration to execute at the level they should. And so we close out every podcast with an action item. And I remind people that, hey, the difference between top producers and mediocre producers in every industry is top producers take action. So I would encourage you, take action on something that you've heard. That really is the win. The 5 for 5, the forward method, you know, pick it. Pick one, take action on it. If you're interested in Reminder Media, our holiday mailing is off the charts. People love it. Instead of doing a holiday card, do our holiday magazine. People freaking love it. And then you can call behind the holiday magazine just to touch base. So you'll stand out over Christmas and Hanukkah and Thanksgiving and all that stuff. But I really appreciate the opportunity. Love you guys. Love the HomeSmart agents we work with. And just thankful to be here.
Luke, great day today. I said it mid podcast, but this is a masterclass in marketing. Well done.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah,
I agree. And it's been so good to get to know you as well, even just talking about this. So kudos to you and your team. We are grateful for you, grateful for what you're doing to our whole industry and for all of our agents. So thank you for being here today on the Real Estate Podcast. Thank you, listeners, for being here today. Put this one on repeat. Listen to it over and over again. We'll see you back on future episodes. I'm Todd Sumney.
And I'm Rich LaRue. And we'll see you again soon.
Like what you're hearing on The Real Estate? Tell your friends about us. Tell them to check out all of our episodes on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and Spotify. And don't forget to send any topics you want us to tackle to therealestate@homesmart.com.